He doesn't use those words to give a reason, but rather, he says them out of indignation, as if attacking those who despise him. For, he says, I don't actually want to show you such evidence, but if you provide a reason and decide to challenge me, you will know through actions. And notice how severe his words are, for he didn't just say, since you want proof from me, but instead from Christ speaking through me, showing that the sin was against him. And he didn't just say, dwelling in me, but speaking in me, indicating that his words are spiritual. But if he doesn't demonstrate his power or punish, since from this point, the apostle transitions from speaking about himself to speaking about Christ, enhancing the severity of his warning, it's not out of weakness. He certainly can, but he chooses not to, out of his enduring patience. So no one should mistake his patience for weakness. Why would you be surprised that he doesn't currently take action against sinners, and in his patience and enduring mercy does not demand satisfaction, given that he bore even being crucified, and despite such sufferings, did not punish? Therefore he also added,